Show. Joining us now from the city of Dundas, Dundas City Administrator Janelle Tappan. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Jeff. Yeah,
thanks for coming in today.
My pleasure.
Do you, we had some snow last week, at least that's what I heard. Unfortunately, I was not around for it. Dundas is still there surviving. Did everything come out okay? I know you got a new snow plow this year. You put it into action.
Right. So we've made some changes to our snow plowing protocols. We got a new snow plow, as you alluded to. And then we also leased a payloader, which is a, you know, a front end thing with a big bucket on it. And we have two public works employees. And while one of them uses the new snow plow on one side of the town to clear snow, the other one uses the front end payloader on the other side of town, up in Bridgewater Heights, where there's more cul-de-sacs and it's easier to maneuver and does a better job up there. So we hope, we think that we're clearing streets faster, a little bit better with a new snowplow, better blades, better, you know, all kinds of things. And by implementing that front-end payloader, doing a better job with snow plowing.
All right. Good to hear.
Not getting any complaints. So.
Well, hopefully they won't have to use it too much more this year.
Oh.
At least for snow anyway.
Let's hope.
Yeah. Let's move on. You had a city council had a regular meeting and a work session last night. Did you have both of those? Did I have that right?
Yes.
Okay. Where do you want to start? Did anything happen during the regular meeting?
They had one item on their regular agenda besides the consent agenda, and that was to appoint Nicole Portillo to our office manager position. You may recall a couple weeks ago the council approved kind of a reorganization of our administrative staff, and Nicole applied for the office manager position. She's been employed with the city for 3 years now in an office assistant position, and she's going to step up into that office manager position.
So, all right.
Yeah. So now we do have, as part of that reorganization, we still do have a part-time administrative assistant position available, 28 hours a week. Great job. If anybody's looking for anything or knows anybody, appreciate some contact.
All right. Things are always rosy in Dundas.
They are.
Let's move on to the work session. Quite a bit of discussion. We've talked about the dog park there. Yeah. What was discussed about the dog park last night?
So included in our capital improvement program for this year is relocation of the dog park. You know, the dog park is a heavily used park in Dundas, probably the heaviest use of all of our parks. And it is just adjacent to kind of a drainage area, stormwater pond on one side, and then kind of in utility easements on the other side. It's a long, skinny park. And so that stormwater pond that is on the west side of the park needs to be maintained, and it hasn't been maintained in a very long time because the dog park is there, and the dog park would have to be disturbed. So we've talked long about relocating the dog park to the East Cannon River Regional Trail kind of trailhead off of First and Everett Street. We've installed right now a gravel parking lot in that area. We've worked with the Canines at Play group, which is a group of people who volunteer their time at the current dog park and do fundraising down there for amenities in the dog park and so forth. And Canines at Play and the Park and Rec Board have both approved the concept plan for the relocation of the dog park. And so last night was the council's first look at that concept plan.
All right. If approved, if this goes through, will this be a permanent new dog park?
Yes, it will be a permanent new dog park.
All right. Any idea when it might open, or do you have a target date?
No, don't have a target date. Mm-hmm. Again, last night was just sharing the concept plan with the city council. We'll bring it back for approval at their next meeting. And then, you know, over the course of the next, I don't know, month, couple of months, really kind of nail down what kind of fencing materials we're going to be looking for and then go out for a bid on some of those.
All right. All right. Once again, Janelle Teppan, the Dundas City Administrator, is with us. You also talked about cold storage, a cold storage building.
Right.
That's exciting stuff.
Isn't it?
What do you need to store in the cold?
Well, we have our new snowplow and the payloader both need to be stored.
Yeah, you spent good money on those. Let's take good care of them.
And, you know, as the community grows, we start taking on more and more of kind of the day-to-day tasks, winter and summer, and that means purchasing equipment. You know, we've contracted out for mowing of our parks, mowing, you know, and so as we grow and continue to grow, we'll probably be bringing that function in. So that means big lawnmowers, you know, wings on lawnmowers, that kind of thing. So again, included in the 2023 capital improvement program was this cold storage building. It's a pretty simple building, not going to be heated, you know, but built so in the future we could heat it. It'll have a cement floor, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Somewhat temperate, but not, you know, not fully heated and cooled.
Where will that be? Has there been a site arranged for that yet?
Yes. Yeah, so we have our public works facility, which is shared with our police department out on Demand Court, right pretty close to the water tower out there. Mm-hmm. And it's a big piece of property. It was always intended to be located on that piece of property. And so we're just, you know, kind of looked at different areas where it could be on that property. And now, again, the council reviewed the preliminary site plan for that.
All right. Janelle Teppan, once again with us from the city of Dundas. Anything else from last night's meeting or work session that was discussed?
So the third thing on the council's agenda last night from the work session was continuing the discussion about the pavement management program. And we will have one more conversation with them at the March 27th meeting to talk about funding options for pavement management. And this looks long term at the streets and the infrastructure in the city and the condition of the pavement. And so we had WSB, our engineering firm, come out and rate our streets, the condition of the streets, and they assigned a score to each of the streets. And, you know, some of the streets are in the category of good, some of them are in fair, some of them need some work. And so we will talk to the council about how we fund some of those ongoing projects, whether it's, you know, just your regular annual crack fill seal coat kind of project, whether we move into any kind of mill and overlay, reclamation, or a total reconstruction. They're all different types of maintenance that we do on our streets.
Mm-hmm. All right. Janelle, anything else you'd like to pass along?
Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, it's coming up, isn't it?
It is coming up. It's going to be the Saturday before Easter, which is April 8th.
Okay.
In Memorial Park again.
All right. Well, we'll be all looking forward to it. Janelle, thank you so much for coming in.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Jeff.
Janelle Teppan, Dundas City Administrator.